break free from spiritual debt. How are you doing spiritually right now? If you had to describe your current season, would you say you are running your spiritual race with ease, or are you grinding with friction? When we talk about friction in the Christian life, we are often talking about the invisible, exhausting weight of spiritual debt. Just like financial debt, spiritual debt doesn't necessarily paralyze you completely. You can still get up, go to church, and move forward in life. However, your progress is limited, your internal energy is drained, and every step forward requires twice the effort it should. If you want to experience the freedom and endurance God intended for your journey, you have to understand what this debt is, how to audit your heart, and how to actively step into the victory already paid for on your behalf. What is spiritual debt? Spiritual debt consists of doubt, disbelief, and even condemnation. It is a compounding problem. Condemnation naturally follows from doubt, because doubt fundamentally discredits God's character. The moment we doubt His promises, His timing, or His goodness, we inadvertently shift the responsibility for our spiritual life back onto our own shoulders. We begin acting as if we are the ones who must fund our own security, righteousness, and peace. This shifting of weight is precisely where the friction comes from. True poverty is not a lack of material resources. True poverty is a lack of faith. When we operate out of spiritual bankruptcy, we ignore the vast inheritance available to us as children of God. The Apostle James redefines wealth for us clearly. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom He promised those who love Him? James chapter 2, verse 5, NIV. When we carry spiritual debt, we are running a race while weighed down by heavy, unnecessary baggage. The author of Hebrews challenges us to handle this burden directly. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, NLT. Having doubt is exactly like having financial debt. It compromises your mobility. It acts as a constant drag on your spiritual progress. Struggling with doubt increases spiritual debt. Let's be honest, everybody doubts. Experiencing doubt is completely okay for a moment. It is a natural human response to a broken world, difficult circumstances, and unseen spiritual realities. You should never feel a sense of condemnation just because a doubt crosses your mind. However, there is a distinct difference between a passing question and a permanent residence. Heavy, chronic doubt is a clear indication of a weak, immature faith. It creates an emotional and spiritual barrier because you simply cannot feel close to God while simultaneously doubting His heart toward you. The writer of Hebrews reminds us of the baseline requirement for true intimacy with God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, ESV. God doesn't want you to remain in a state where your spiritual life is weak or ineffective. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Doubt is something you must actively work to get out of, not an identity you settle into. The heart audit discovers spiritual debt. How do we stop the bleeding of chronic doubt? It begins with a regular, honest evaluation. Some might worry that focusing on our shortcomings leads back to legalism. But the opposite is true. God actually wants us to monitor our own performance. Monitoring your performance is what keeps you humbly dependent on Him. It is what keeps faith alive and active. The very moment we lose awareness of what is taking place in our internal world, we lose the momentum of faith. The daily discipline is not about judging yourself to see if you are earning God's favor. Instead, it is about acknowledging the exact condition of your heart, recognizing the deficits, and then choosing to fully rely on Christ for healing and spiritual riches. It is a spiritual audit that drives you back to the one who owns the treasury. Faith destroys spiritual debt. Once the audit exposes the areas of doubt, you have to take action. Faith is like a muscle, and just like any physical muscle, it will atrophy if it isn't utilized. Faith is like breathing, proof of spiritual life. You cannot manipulate God into doing your will through sheer willpower or formulaic prayers. That is not what faith is for. Rather, exercising your faith alters you. It brings you deeper into His presence. Faith is belief, and ultimately, faith is a gift of God. You increase its capacity in two practical ways. Hold firm. Maintain a tight grip on everything you already know to be true. Stand your ground on the baseline convictions of your belief, refusing to let changing emotions dictate your theology. Ask generously. Increase your faith by actively asking God to increase it. Ask Him to deepen your conviction that He is fundamentally good and that He genuinely wants to reward you for seeking Him. We can rejoice that God is entirely on our side. Through Christ, He has fully set us free from condemnation. Because that debt is canceled in full, we have the legal and spiritual right to stand firm and refuse the enemy's friction. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, NIV. Moving beyond spiritual debt. Do not let the length or the weight of your spiritual race discourage you. You are not trapped in a cycle of spiritual debt unless you choose to stay there. Today, take a deep breath and step out of the friction. Look at your heart. See yourself as a work in progress. Accept God's payment and walk in faith and victory. Learn more about this and other topics relevant to Christian healing and growth at ChristianConcepts.com.